Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You're tuned to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor G.W. Cheever Porter, coming to you from the beautiful city of Orlando and roundabout areas. So glad to be with you again today. I am so happy to be alive. How about you? Praise the Lord. Amen. Give God the glory today. Hallelujah. And I want you to know that we love you. We really do. Call us at 347-857-3925. Give us a call while we're on the air. And let us just say hello to you, chat with you. We tell you that we love you. Yes, we do. Now, if you haven't anyone to tell you love us, well, call us, and we'll tell you that we love you, okay? Amen, because we really do. And if you want to talk to someone else, one of our other preachers here on the broadcast, you can have a conversation with them, too. Just don't get too out of the way. Praise God. We just give you that little notice, you know. Bless God. But you can. We can. You talk sense. We talk sense. Praise God. Amen. And we stay friends. Glory be to God. We don't want to break friends. We just want to be your friend. Mm-hmm. And we want to hear from you also. And don't forget, call us now. You know, all you got to do is press that button on there, that one. You know, when you press it, you get in contact with us, all right? Okay, so here is Miss Diane.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your name, Lord. We magnify your name. Lord, you're King of kings and Lords of lords. Father, we give you all honor, glory, and praise that is due unto your holy name. Thanking you for this day, Lord. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, we ask you, Lord, Father, for forgiveness, Lord, and those that we're praying for, Lord. Father, forgiveness of all sin that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, Father, grieving the Holy Spirit, Father, we ask for your forgiveness. And Father, as you are just to forgive us, we forgive those that trespassed against us, Lord. Father, as I lay my hand upon this prayer list, Lord, Father, you know each and every person, name by name, Lord, Father, what they're in need of, Lord. And Father, we're thanking you right now for your will being done. We thank you, Lord, Father, for all the prayers that you have answered already, Lord, Father. We thank you, Father, for the prayers that you're answering as we pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the prayers that you're about to answer right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask you to show up and show out and have your way right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, we hold before you Patricia, Lord, Father. We ask you, Lord, Father, to cover her and her unborn child, Lord, Father. From the crown of their head, Father God, to the soles of their feet, we cover them under your blood, Lord, Father. And, Father, we're thanking you right now, Lord, Father, for bringing her through, Lord, Father, this pregnancy safely, Lord, Father, and her unborn child, Lord, Father. Father, we pray, Lord, Father God, for Raymond right now, Lord, Father. We thank you for bringing him, Lord, Father, through surgery. We thank you, Lord, Father, as he continued to go through the healing process, Lord, Father. We're thanking you right now, Lord, Father, for making his body every bit whole right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we hold before you Pastor George, Lord, Father. thanking you right now, Lord Father, for moving, Lord Father, for him right now. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord Father, for all that you have done, all that you're doing, and all that you're about to do for him right now. In the name of Jesus, Father, we pray for those that lost loved ones, Lord. Father, we continue to pray, Lord Father, for the family of Cupcake, Lord Father. Father, give them peace right now in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you for all those missing children, Lord Father, those that you even prevented, Lord Father, from being trafficking, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for that right now, Lord Father, for bringing them home safely right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father, touch like never before right now, Lord. Father, those that are still missing, Father, we ask you right now, Lord Father, that their family not give up, Lord Father. But, Father, continue to cry out for you, Lord, asking you, Lord, Father God, for the peace and bring them home safely, Lord, Father, if they're alive, Lord. Father, we give you honor, glory, and praise that is due unto your holy name. Father, we hold before you Deacon Clark right now, Lord, Father, that's in surgery for cancer right now, Lord. Father, we ask you to touch his body. Father God, touch, Lord, Father God, each and every surgeon, each and every attendant, Lord, Father, in that room right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. Father, you guide their hands right now, Lord, Father. Father, take him through this surgery and bring him through safely right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, Father, we thanking you right now, Lord, Father. Father, for just touching his body right now, Lord, Father. Father, we ask that his angels stand guard round about him right now. In the name of Jesus, Father God, touch his family right now, Lord, Father. Strengthen them as they trust in you right now, Lord, Father, for bringing him through safely right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. Father, we pray, Lord, Father God, as we give this broadcast back to you, Lord, Father, canceling every assignment, Lord, Father, that was sent towards this broadcast to try and hinder, Lord, Father, anyone speaking, Father God, or listening to this broadcast. We cancel the assignment of the enemy right now, and Father, we say have your way right now. We thank you for healing and deliverance being on this line, Lord Father. Touch the hearts and minds of the people that are listening this day right now. In the name of Jesus, Father God, decrease, Lord Father God, my apostle and pastor, Lord Father, as you increase in them, Lord Father. We ask you, Lord, to use them in a mighty and a special way, Lord Father. Father, use them right now. We thank you for the word that is about to come forth, Lord Father. Father, to encourage, Father God, we thanking you right now, Lord Father God, to just have your way right now, Lord Father. Touch the listeners, Lord. You know what they're in need of. Father, touch them, Lord Father, that they not feel ashamed, Lord Father, or afraid to call, Lord Father, and touch that one button, Lord. They may be in need of prayer, Father. Father, to get closer to you, turn their life over to you, have that praise report. Father, we thank you for them sharing it right now, Lord. And Father, those that are listening at a later date, Father, touch them right now, Lord, Father, that they may be able to listen, Lord, Father, live, Lord, when the broadcast is going on. Father, just touch right now, Lord, Father, for we thanking you for this day. Father, knowing, Lord, Father, that no day, Lord, Father, is promised to us, Lord, Father, but every day is a gift from you, Lord. And we thank you and glorify you for this gift, Lord, Father, that, Father, that you may use us, that we may be a light in someone else's darkness, Lord, Father. We thank you, we glorify you and magnify you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. We bless your name. We magnify your name, Lord, Father. Father, we just say thank you.
We glorify and magnify you, Lord Father. Father, without you, Lord Father, we are nothing. We are nothing without you, Lord Father. And we just thank you, Lord Father, for not even leaving us, Lord Father, nor forsaking us, Lord Father. Father, give us the words, Lord Father God, to call and cry out unto you, Lord Father. Give us the word, Lord Father God. Father, as we encourage someone else, Lord Father, build them up, pray for someone, Lord Father. You say if we open our mouth, Lord Father, you'll speak for us, Lord Father. Use us right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Use us, Lord Father. Father, decrease us, Lord Father, continually, Lord Father, as you increase in us, Lord Father. Oh, Father, we give you honor, we give you glory, and we give you praise this day, Lord Father. Father, touch those, Lord Father, that are ready to give up right now, Lord Father. Oh, Father, have mercy right now, Lord Father. Have mercy upon them, Lord. Father, place someone in their path right now, Lord Father, to encourage them. Father, would it be a song, Lord Father God, or they just read a billboard, something, Lord Father, to encourage them, letting them know, Lord Father God, that they are loved, Lord. We cancel that spirit of suicide right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Touch their minds right now, Lord. Touch their minds right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray for Felicia Dungy right now, Lord Father. Father God, touch her body right now, Lord, from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet, Lord Father, as we come against that kidney disease right now, Lord Father. Father God, give her that mindset, Lord Father God, to continue to praise you, Lord. Father, thanking you right now, Lord Father, for her healing right now, Lord Father. Father God, touch Pastor Dungy right now, Lord Father, from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet, Lord Father, as we speak strength to her body right now in the name of Jesus. Coming against any sickness, Lord Father, Father God, that is taking over, we cancel that assignment right now in the name of Jesus, and we send forth healing to her body right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord Father, you said by your stripes we are healed. And we are thanking you right now, Lord Father God, for your healing. Father, we hold before you the Clemens family right now, Lord Father. Father, as we continue, Lord Father God, to pray, Lord Father God, for their soul salvation, Lord. And Father God, for the peace of God to just reign right now, Lord, in their homes. Father God, and in their minds right now, in the name of Jesus, Father, everyone, Lord, Father God, that are listening, Lord, Father, we praying and hoping, Lord, Father God, that they're touching and agreeing with us as we pray, Lord, Father. Father, as I lay my hand, Lord, Father, on this prayer list, Lord, Father, that they're touching and agreeing with us, Lord. Father, we pray right now, Lord, Father God, for each and every one, their minds today, Lord Father, that it stay on you, Lord Father God, and Father, that they have a close and personal relationship with you, Lord Father. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Now, did you call about your prayer or prayer request you need? Well, 347-857-3925. Give us a call if you will. Or write us or something. Do something with you today. Huh? Let us know that you care and you're there and you want us to be a part of your life, your spiritual life, okay? Amen. That's all we're just trying to do now. Just be a service to you, okay? Amen. Now, I'm waiting for you to call. I want you to call while we're on the air, too. See there? You're going to call while we're on the air. Somebody, y'all out there. Amen. I'm getting I'm getting really, really, really. I'm reaching out now, right? Yeah, you gonna do it. You gonna do it. You know why? 'Cause you wanna be blessed. I know you do. Now let's give you a word right quick. God's strength behind you. His concern for you. His love within you. And his arms beneath you are more than sufficient for the job ahead of you. Is it again? Shall we say that again? God's strength behind you, his concern for you, his love within you, and his arms beneath you are more than sufficient for the job ahead of you. Whatever job it is that God has ordained for you, you and you. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Who is that? Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. Okay, go ahead.
Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Well, good morning, dear. How are you and the weather?
It's good, it's good. I want to send out a happy birthday to my sister. We're making birthday tomorrow, Diane McGrath.
Oh, yes. I thought your birthday was today.
Tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, that's true. No, I thought I was in November already. I'm sorry. Yes, happy birthday today. Happy birthday today. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. See, I sang it for you, didn't I? Say, give thanks.
Say,
there it goes. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm so glad you said that because I had it with, I thought the day was the first. I'm sorry. I sure thought the day was the first. My God, I had intended to say that too. Happy birthday, buddy. I'm glad you remind me that it is tomorrow. Amen, amen. Isn't that all right? How old will you be, 50?
Yep, I'll be 50.
For real? For real? Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. I was playing, but Jesus. I was playing. Okay, thank you. Thank you for reminding us. And you have a good day. Oh, praise God. Amen. Amen. We thank God for Pastor Sharon. We thank God for Pastor Sharon and little Nathan. Amen. We thank God for him today. Amen. Being here. We going to have a good time with him now. So, when he go to school, he won't be here. Praise God. My God. So we have fun with him while he's here.
We've been on this broadcast.
Since he was a baby. So it'd be time for him to go to school and daycare, kindergarten or something. Amen. Whatever it is, he's going to. But we thank God for the time we had with him. And he loves to hear preaching and all of that. Isn't that wonderful for a little baby?
Okay.
Yes, and I'm trusting that it grows up in him. He don't allow anything else to stop his attention to the word. He likes somebody preaching now, the word. You know, that's what he can sing too now. He'll sing with you too, but he likes that preach word. Yes, that's what he loves. We love it too, don't we? Well, we thank God for you, you, and you. Now, what's the day? Since the day is not the first, Diane. Isn't it good Diane, mother had her on the first instead of the 31st?
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That was a blessing.
Oh, we would have some stuff to talk about then, wouldn't we? We would have something to talk about then if she was on the 31st.
but her birthday was on the 1st. Isn't that wonderful? The Lord blessed her to be on the 1st. Amen, amen. But today, think about this, y'all. I want you to think about what the day is supposed to be today.
Hallelujah Day.
All right, that, well, y'all can say anything you want, but the nation of crazy people wanted to be Halloween. Halloween. Wean. He want to wean you from Jesus. That's why the devil want to name it that, huh? And want you to holler. Amen. That's what we're going to talk about today, you know. Now, tell me, do you want to really worship the devil? Do you really want to worship the devil? You know why I asked you that? Because you are supposed to be a Christian and you are so involved with the Halloween, with the what this day represents and is dedicated to. We have dedicated it. Well, I haven't, but the world has dedicated this day. Everybody want to dress up in costumes. Everybody want to put on a false face. Everybody want to do all these things and want your children to do it. You inciting your children to do it. So what do you think you inciting your children to do? Huh? Worship the devil, don't you? And all his ways. Okay? Now, remember now, he always has something that is made up to try to come in the place of what? The Lord. He tried to be like him. Everything is he's trying to pretend to be. Okay? And you falling right into the trap. Now, I know you may be mad with me. That's okay. Somebody's always mad with me. But the truth, excuse me, is still the light, isn't it? Let me tell you what Isaiah 5:13-14 said. Therefore, my people are gone into captivity because they have no knowledge, brother, and their honorable men are, what, famished, and their multitudes dried up with thirst. Hear this now. Therefore, hell had enlarged herself and opened her mouth without measure, and their glory and their multitude and their pomp. And he that rejoices shall descend into it. Huh? You rejoicing with what is going on? What is he saying? Well, lack of knowledge. Lack of knowledge is what he's saying. Lack of knowledge. That's what puts you in captivity. You say, well, where am I in captivity? Think about this, people. Just think about it. You want to dress up like whoever is your favorite, this, that, or the other. You want your children to get ghoulish and looking like Freddy Krueger or somebody. What are you doing? Putting them in captivity too, right? Think about it now. I know you ain't going to like it. This ain't a shouting message. And if you can get a car out of this, you can go ahead. Okay? Amen. Praise the Lord. But lack of knowledge, we tried to make your knowledge perfectly clear, aren't we? Amen. That's all. What else you do? You got people around tattooing themselves so they can look ghoulish too. You know, do that make sense? That means these people's mind has been reprobate, haven't it? Doing all these things. You're not to tattoo your body. But you do, I know. You say, well, ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't going to stop me from being this, saving that. It, you don't know what it's going to stop you from being because of what? You are opening up that door for the evil to come in. That's what you do. That's just the doorway. All of this Halloween stuff. And you know, every time, well, it's this time of year, 31st of October, this time of year, more people, more children get snatched, right? Especially little babies. They get snatched. You haven't come to that knowledge yet. You have not paid attention yet. Huh? The witches come out. They got. I have a newspaper article. I left it in the kitchen. A newspaper article about there's a city not far from here that's all they do is what? Huh? It's dedicated to Satan. The whole city. Huh? And the things that they do, and they say they teaching you how to do, it's a tourist attraction too, from what the paper said. Everybody want to tour it, look at it. They want to go try the Ouija board. They teach them how to use the Ouija board and how to do the witch stuff and everything else. Now, you know, what is that? Huh? What is that? Nothing but the demonic. So you want to know why your city is on the rampage like it is with crime and immoralities and everything else going on? Crazy stuff going on. We was talking about this morning. Look at the different places, holes opening up and swallowing whatever's on top of it. You know, people got to move out of their apartments and condos and things because there's holes opening up under it. Huh? All kind of things are going on, and you're not a bit aware. You don't want to pay no attention, but you want to play Halloween. Because your child is having a temper tantrum, and I want some of this, and I want this costume, and you go out there and get it. You get them the Ouija board and whatever else, Charlie, whatever that thing they play and all that crazy stuff that hypnotize the children, tell them to kill themselves and stuff like that. And you want to go out and get them and bring them into your home. Huh? Yes, I'm talking to you about that today because the Bible speaks against these things. We need to get full knowledge of what's going on. See? Because he said in Hosea, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. See? And I'm just going to say, you don't have any knowledge. Your pastor ain't teaching because you say, well, you know what? We going to have the Halloween party in the church. I ain't having no Halloween party in no church. Now, you just might as well understand me. And you don't have to come if you don't want to because I'm not going to have no Halloween party. I'm not entertaining these spirits because now the children become crazy up in there. They start to get violent and cussing and doing all kind of things. You wonder what happened to them. Well, you introduce them to this stuff. When you played with that Ouija board, you brought that stuff into your own home. I know you think it's just a harmless game. Ain't none of that stuff out there no harmless game. See, it just lied to you. Now we want to try to do what? Bring you to the knowledge of the truth. Huh? In this stuff. I know. Well, you know, Mama, I'm getting my boyfriend name tattooed on me. You're going to get your boyfriend tattooed on you, and then when you and him break up, what you going to do? You going to put another one on with somebody else? See how the devil lied to us? The devil lied to you. I want to get you out of it. See? They bring you out of it. See? Now, God gave you a way out of everything. But we got so much stuff going on. Well, now, the mother have a baby, and she don't like the gender of the baby. So she going to change it. They going to give her leave. You can't legalize something that God done. God called them a boy or girl or whatever they were born to be. And you going, how you going to legalize it? I'm going to change it. You are doing what? Allowing the devil in your life. And once we get in your life, you got a messed up child, and you messed up, your home messed up. See? Because you allow the enemy in. The half-free, but you listen to them things. Well, you can change them, no gender. Well, why you think God call them boy and girl? All girls. Hmm? Which one am I have, boy or girl? You know, like that. And then when it come and it ain't what you want, well, you think all of a sudden, I think I want a boy. This a girl, but I'm going to make it a boy. Think you got a little doll baby? Hmm? You make doll babies different stuff like that because you can make them. God done already made humans. See? And we trying to be God. All this is, these worldly people is trying to be God. These ones passing these ungodly laws, you know. It's all right for the man to marry a man. All of this we say is all right. And nobody want to say nothing about it because I'm not going to get sued. Sued? Whatever. I ain't got nothing for you to get from me. I'm already don't have nothing. So you want to get me where I don't have nothing? Because nothing from nothing leaves nothing? Well, you ain't got nothing still. You see? Because you want to ease the buck because somebody say something about what you're doing that is sin, and you it ain't supposed to be sin no more. You done cut that out. Okay? So you have invited these doors to open for Satan to come in. See? That's all he was waiting for. For you to open the door and he come in and take over your churches. Take over your home. Take over your children, see, and you still out there trying to play Halloween. We going to have a Halloween dance. We going to have a Halloween party just for the kids. Hmm? And every time you have something, here come the devil getting in it too. Huh? Because he's what? He's the president of that group. And if he has control over that group, he do whatever he want in that group. He snatch your children, he kill them, he mutilate them, he do all kind of things, and you still stand by and let him. Now it's time to wake up. I know, wake up now. I know you don't want to hear that because you don't want nobody to touch your Halloween. Halloween, you seeing all these graveyards out there. What you inviting death? You got a stone, what you call it, headstone sitting out there in there with cobwebs. If something come by, you going to run like madness. Like you mad, crazy. You let some dead raise up out of one of them. See what you do. You going to run, ain't it? You want to be scared. Isn't that crazy? Why don't you be scared? Listen, did what I read about this? Hell had enlarged herself and opened her mouth without measure. Huh? Is this what we looking for today? Hmm? In this Halloween thing? Hmm? I know you don't want to stop Halloween. It's something for the kids. Listen, take them to church. I see you don't take them to church and say this something for the kids. Not many children are coming to church these days. Mama, I don't want to go to the church. And you say, well, stay home then. Don't you think you ought to drag them home? Don't you think you'll drag them on to the church? Don't care if they can kick it and scream it. They can go call the cops. Because you know that that's what they do. So the law has been passed. They can call the cops on the parents. But then the Bible states for us to chastise the child. Say, you beat him, you spank his hiney, you ain't going to kill him. Now, ain't nobody told you to kill him now. See, these crazy people that's killing him has been what? Influenced by the enemy, the devil. That's why the scriptures say hell has enlarged herself on a daily basis and is going to open up his mouth without measure. That means he got a big mouth. Hell got a big mouth. Because more of you are not listening, you're not looking, you're not reading the word, you're not praying, you don't want to go to church no more, and you, if you don't go, you ain't going to take your children. You don't let nobody come get your children.
Come on, man.
Because you want your children to be infidels. See? You putting the curse on your child, cause a curse on you, so you going to put it on your child. You don't want them to go to church. No, they can't go to church. They all right just like they are. Then you look around, they beating you.
Okay,
huh? They cussing you out. They telling you what they ain't going to do. And then they tell you what the law says. You can't hurt them. You can't hit them. And now they done got so you can't say nothing to them. Now they done got really outrageous, haven't they? All that is the devil's work to destroy. To destroy the home life. To destroy your life. Because you ought to listen to what you have been teaching your child from a young age. Well, you don't have to go to church if you don't want to, because the church is in your heart. Well, you ain't put it in his heart. How can he have it in his heart? If you never taught him about God or taught the word of God to your child, how can you say the church is in his heart? He ain't got no church in his heart, or she ain't got no church in her heart. Because you ain't put nothing there. You didn't see that anything got there. Yes, I'm talking today about your Halloween. Tana, take all them cobwebs out there. You got enough cobwebs on your Bible. See? Huh? You don't read your Bible, so that cobweb's there already. How you out there got in your house decorated with the thing? Now, you know, now, I like the color orange, okay. You know, not that good, but I like the color orange. But when you set up the Halloween colors is orange and black. So everybody got orange and black. Then they named it another name. It rose by a name, still smell the same. Well, they got it another name, Harvest Time. This is harvest time. Well, the harvest time is pretty. The foliage is very beautiful. Because God has everything he made is good and beautiful. Okay? It's beautiful. But why you going to do that and engrave Halloween in it? That now that becomes Halloween color. And now everybody want to wear the Halloween color. I like orange. Now I ain't no tell you no lie. I like orange. I like all colors. Okay. But don't be putting it specific on Halloween, and then you want me to dress up in a costume, orange and black costume. Can't do that. That's don't do that. Them colors okay. With a sense, you know, you coordinate your colors, what you want to wear, but don't name it Halloween. See? I'm not going to holler nothing. You can call any Halloween, Hollerwick. I don't care what you want to call it, don't holler nothing here. But the only thing is holler is what? Holy holler. I'm hollering holy. This is where I'm hollering. Okay? Praise God. And you know, you say, why are you saying that? I was just sitting here thinking, and I thought about my book of Power in His Name, Power in His Name Seminars. Well, what it was, yeah, lessons over a period of time we were talking about this, trying to get the church world to open their eyes and see what they are doing and how they are bringing the enemy in instead of what? Huh? Putting him out, casting him out like the Bible told you to. You bringing him in. You ain't casting him out, you bringing him in. Hmm? In all kind of ways we bring him in. We've become so worldly. That's why we won't have a Halloween party, and we want Halloween in the church, and we even got what you call that, the football thing that come once a year, the Super Bowl. We got Super Bowl up in there. Come on in, and y'all, let's watch the Super Bowl. The Super Bowl in the house of God, and he said, my house shall be called a house of prayer for all people. House of prayer, P-R-A-Y-E-R, is what this house is supposed to be called, supposed to be dedicated to worship God and pray and thanksgiving and all of this and teaching the children how to behave themselves. You know, they need to know how to behave themselves when they come into church and all. All of this need to be taught in the house of God, but no, instead we're going to show them the Super Bowl. Then we're going to have snacks for them with the Super Bowl, right? See how we done changed the whole house of God? Now you're wondering, well, what's going to happen to the church? What God say going to happen? That's what's going to happen. If you don't straighten up, God wants you to come out of darkness into the marvelous light. He wants to reveal to you his true knowledge, what he wants you to know, and how he wants you to act. Have you ever noticed the church has no kind of rules or regulation of how to act in there? Now, I did used to do that. I don't see many people doing this as they used to. Come to church and they sitting up just chewing gum and popping gum in the church while the preacher preaching. I think that's a disrespect, don't you? And I had signs posted around the church say no gum chewing. No gum chewing. Okay? Because it got worse and worse. Every time you look, here somebody is popping gum and chewing, and the gum's just going like a cow chewing is good. See? Yeah, that's the way it was. I don't see them doing that much. Is they chewing gum anymore? I don't know whether they're chewing gum anymore. I haven't paid attention too much to them. If it did, they've been doing it real nice. Where I can't see it. If anything, okay? But let me tell you, God is concerned, y'all. God has all types of rules and regulations in his word for you to carry yourself. All those that name the name of Christ, see, name the name of Christ, that you say you are a Christian. If you just one that pretend to be, I'm a Christian because my mama was a Christian. I'm a Christian because grandmama was a Christian. But it ain't you. You haven't committed to Christ. Do you get what I'm saying? You have not committed yourself to Christ. Now, let me tell you what the Bible did say. Say, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Did you hear that? Because he was what? Being made a curse for who? For us. When he hung on the tree, he was made a curse. So that should have redeemed us from the curse of the law. What the law put down, abortion is all right. People going on with that. You can kill the baby if it's born alive, you can kill it. So you have become a murderer, haven't you? See? So they're allowing these people to do that, and these women are doing that. And when they do that, they don't put them in jail. They don't try to persecute them in any other kind of way for murder. See? So now you got another bunch, the devil done infiltrated. They take the baby, put the baby in the oven. He ain't tell you to cook the baby like no turkey. See, people doing dumb things because the enemy has gained control. And you let it. See, this day you ought to break the curse. Today you ought to break the curse. Hear what I'm saying? This day you ought to do it. Don't fall into the trap of this is the 31st. Just say, Lord, this is another date, the last of the month. The year have a lot of 31st, don't they? So why are you going to just take this one and then he's going to dedicate it to Satan? That's all you're doing. I know you don't want to hear it. Praise God, you don't want to hear it. But it's true anyhow. You are walking into what the devil wants you to. That's what you're doing. You know them little games? Have you noticed the cartoons? The cartoons are what? They got the same thing on them too. The devilish things that they're doing, including now they have made them gender strife or something, whatever. You ain't got to have no gender. How are you going to identify somebody? And you're talking about, I guess you're not to have any respect for people anymore because we've been taught they want us to get rid of that too. A sir, a ma'am. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you, sir. So that's out too, I guess. Okay, you see what I'm saying? So you're going to change everything that God has made, the devil's changed it. And you're going to play into it, right? And here you got your whole body tattooed. You don't even look like the person that you was. You don't have to worry about gender, because when you finish tattooing yourself, nobody don't know who you are anyway. You see? So there's so much of this going on now. In churches, schools, homes, jobs. See? Jobs used to say, if you come in here with a tattoo, we ain't giving you no job. Now I'm suing you because they say I got a tattoo and they ain't going to give me no job. Well, you might not be qualified. You might not can't do it anyhow. See? But you're going to try to sue people. Everybody got suing on their mind. See? And they don't ask whether that's their brother or sister either. They just sue because they don't like what they said. Well, everybody in the world ought to be suing somebody because there's a whole lot of stuff that people say that nobody likes. See? But they will call themselves going to what's in the law. Okay, what the law has. But didn't I just tell you? Huh? Christ done delivered us from the curse of the law? Didn't I just tell you that? Praise God. Hallelujah. I know you don't want to hear nothing like that. Hallelujah. You don't want to hear this today, but this is your Halloween. Were you all in bondage? You're depressed. You got anxieties. You're mad with everything and everybody. and you want to know where it comes from. You could be a rich kid, and you still messed up. Because your parents might have then sold their souls, sold themselves, made blood covenants. You see what I'm saying? You do these things. And you do them sometimes for play. You call yourself, what, playing a game. And you the one get caught. See? And your family is messed up. All right? Because you don't know how to get out of it. Now, when somebody tells you how to get out of it, you don't want to hear it. You can break all those yokes and bondages that you have. You can break them. Yes, you can. I don't care if the what you call them, priestess or whatever they was, warlocks and witches have put it on you, it can come off. Because God said, I gave unto you power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing by any means shall hurt you. But when you say that, when you say those words, let me tell you, you're going to have furnished God with the light. See? You're going to have furnished him a life. Did you hear what I say again? See? Now, you ain't going to just say, well, it say I got power. I say, you got no power, but you ain't got nothing to plug it in. Okay? You got to plug it into the Holy Ghost, the power source. If that's not abiding in your life, in you, then you will not have the power over the devil, and he will do what? Take over completely. Now, you know, I was sitting here wondering what I should talk about, and that's what I thought about, the Halloween dance. Those of you that do Halloween and you go by, now grant you, now, these holidays, they make certain candy. And some of them candies are real good. I can't eat it anyway, but I used to eat them. Very good candy. I had used to like the candy corn candy corn. But I found out them things are made out of nothing but pure sugar. Those things they made, nothing but pure sugar. And you know that'll kill you, don't you? You eat all them candy corn. Oh my gosh. And then one of our children are wild. They got them sugar rushes. They done ate so much of candy and they running around with knocking their head up against the wall. Your child is. Because all of that sweet stuff. And then now you got to watch people trying to kill them and put razor blades in the candy and everything. Now that's, you know, that ain't nothing but the devil. Why you want to subject yourself or your children to these things? Think about it. Now they got new games out. I don't know what the new games are, really. Really don't want to know, but I will know for people's sake to warn them of the of these games. As I come across them, I will tell you what they are so you can stay away from them. See, I know they told you that Ouija board was ain't no harm. It is harm. And people I know, they had one. Okay? And I think he threw it in the trash, but when he looked, it was back in the house. Now, how do you get back in the house? Huh? Tell me. Now, you tell me ain't something wrong with it. Now, it got feet to walk back in the house, right? After you throw it in the trash. Do you see what I'm trying to tell you? The devil got games. And you know what? When you start playing those things, you know what happened, don't you? Now you're going to need deliverance yourself, because you opened yourself up when you played it to the devil. That's the doorway. I don't care what them games that came on TV. You got involved in it. Now you need help. You need deliverance. Children need deliverance because of it. See? Just keep watch on your child that has been indulging in those games. Watch the cartoons that your children watch. Closely watch them. What do you want those cartoons to teach them? You want to teach them about no gender people? That sounds like aliens, don't it?
Oh my God.
See? Them aliens from hell came out, right? They were leased out and running all over the place, talking about no gender. When they came no gender, they ain't nobody. And you say, well, that's another alien. So alien, they must have, when they went out to space, they must have, you know, came with them. You know, you got all kind of crazy stuff could happen now. People are doing those things. Okay. I'm just trying to warn you, let you know that, you know, you need to think before you go out here, especially you Christian people, the ones that call themselves Christians, Christ-like people. Christ don't do that, see, because if he was going to do that, would he pay that price on the tree? Would he made that sacrifice? No, he wouldn't have done that if he's going to do what the devil doing out there. He's trying to break you loose from all that kind of stuff, and you want to get hipped up back in it, all tied, rope tied and tangled back up in it. I don't serve the devil. Well, what you doing? You buying your children all this stuff. You could put that money in church. See? Put the money in church. Instead of going out there spending up all on that, then when you come to church, you ain't got nothing to put in. You put in about 5 pennies. See? That's all you got left because you done bought them all. Well, you know, I had to buy my child some Halloween candy. No, you didn't. Buy them a Milky Way and leave it at that. That's enough. See, instead of going through all of that and causing your family to be in anguish, you wonder why your children are the way they are. They are just insubordinate children. They talk terrible to you, and they don't respect you. Your children do all these things because that enemy has done what? Snuck into your life, and he do it. He's cunning. You know he's cunning. He do it so slick. Come in with all this Halloween stuff. Then you say, well, I'm going to buy my baby a costume. I ain't buying it nothing. He look all right like he is. Oh, she. See? Is she pretty? Well, I'm going to put an old ugly thing on and make her ugly. Don't make sense, do it. Yeah, it makes sense to you because I want my child to be happy and I don't want her to be left out. Be left out. You're a Christian, you're supposed to be different. See? We're supposed to be different. But he says, what is sanctification? Is just separating yourself, ain't it? So, separate yourself from the unclean. You know, do you realize that Moses and all had to separate themselves and teach their children the clean and the unclean? They had to teach them that. And if we don't do that today, how are they going to know something is unclean? See, They talking about the drag queens all up in the schools teaching the children and stuff, looking like something out of Halloween scary movie. See? And all them movies on, and you wonder why your child is hollering at night. I holler too. If that movie come in my life and into my life, I holler. I have a nightmare. They have to wake me up because I have a nightmare if the TV left on with one of them things. See? It do gets into your spirit. You don't think so, do you? Mm-hmm. You know it gets in your spirit. You know your spirit has a mind of its own, don't you? You see things in there, don't you? Hmm? Then how are you going to bring the power of God into your life? It can't get in there for something blocking it. What's blocking it? Satan. With all his wares, he's blocking it. He's blocking it, huh? Some of us got inherited sins, inherited curses. We got all this going on, see? And it's a deep subject, really, but I'm just lightly going through it because of this Halloween and you playing with it. You want to have a Halloween party and talking about, we going to call it something else. Listen here. Stop trying to cover stuff up. If I tell you all the ways that he come in, now this is just one doorway here where we allow him in, is this Halloween. You won't, children is children. Yes, it's true, but you're supposed to teach your children, aren't you? Why can't you teach him the ways of God? Why you won't teach him about Halloween? How come you want to teach him about that all Halloween instead of knowing, just teach him how to know the good from the bad and to avoid the bad stuff? Avoid the bad stuff. Not walk right in there. Is it because we want to be comfortable and we don't want our children to be mad at us? Let them get mad. They'll be all right. I'm not going to allow you to be looking at some old crazy people on the TV that are hypnotizing or whatever they're doing and telling you to kill yourself and you listening. The child is listening because they don't know no better. You didn't teach it any better. Then you want to blame the whole world for what happened to your child. Well, you happened to your child because you didn't take time to teach them as God told you to do. Train them up in the way they should go. See, they should go. That means you just like Abraham did and Moses and all of them, how they had to teach their children the good from the evil, the bad from the good. They had to teach them. And when they taught their children, the people had to learn the good from the bad. Also, what good to bring in your house, what good, bad not to bring into your house. Even the people. See, sometimes we bring bad people into your house. They contaminate your house. Next thing you know, your house is full of demons because they left all their little droppings, you know, just like the rat do. They leave all their little droppings there in your house. And then you don't know why. Your house all mixed up. You little crazy too. You feel like you losing it too. I know. It's not one of them times you going to go out and buy a house or a car. No, I ain't talking about that. But it could hinder your prosperity. Let's throw that in. It could hinder it. See? Everything, the devil going to make a camouflage of everything. He's going to make it look like ass, look like ass, look like ass God. And it's not. You ought to know the difference. God wants us to know the difference. Yes, he do. And you know what? My book, Power in His Name, seminars, I said seminars because that's what we were doing when I started working. It was as lessons. It was as lessons, but it turned out to be, I put it together as a book so you can learn a lot of these things that you're doing and inviting the enemy into your life. And into your children's lives. See? And he gives you power to break these things, but you don't want to be in the place where you can get them broken. See? Because ain't nothing wrong with me. I heard a few Christians, I know they were full of demons, but they tell me, ain't nothing wrong with me. I ain't under no curse. I said, listen at you. You is. You know, they were under a curse. Okay? I guess they still is because they feel like they're fine. And most of the people think they are fine. They okay. Ain't nothing wrong with me. See? But it always pops up. That wrong thing that they need help on, it pops up all the time, and a person do not want to acknowledge the fact that they are under a curse of what happened in their family. Well, what happened in my family? It ain't me. I ain't there. Yes, it is. You just tiptoe into the tulip. That's all you do. You see? And one day it becomes such a big problem, it's going to explode. But you should catch it while it's not that big and deal with it. Get rid of these things. Know what you need to know, too? Know your family. Know your family history. You need to know your mama and your daddy's history. If you got a daddy, you need to know his history if possible. You know? You need that. See? And stop. And I'm back to that. Yes, that's what I'm talking about today. You and your Halloween. Okay? You want every holiday come about, you want to get in it. And you get all the way in and you forget about God. And it's all that holiday, right? That's what we do. You and the Easter Bunny, too. I ain't going there now. Y'all done built up bunny rabbits so big to Jesus, you can't even find Jesus nowhere around. And you done built up the Christmas tree so big, you can't even find Jesus, who's supposed to be the cause of Christmas. See? We get all involved in these things till we begin to make these things our God. And he said he will have no other God before him now, didn't he? So you might as well get rid of your gods and see where you are right now. See where you stand, where you're standing in the way of other people, your children included. You can lose your children by what? These gods that you've undertaken in. And some people have a God, one God. Guess who that God is? The me God. Some people have the me God. They are God. Okay? You can't tell me nothing but they are the God. All right? My self-destructing. You're ruining your family. You're ruining your home. You're ruining your church. You're ruining everything. And you know, pastors just want members, and so they don't pay attention to any of these other things that's lurking. See? That's why the witches are coming into the church now and they displaying their gifts, and you think it's the Holy Ghost. You don't know good from evil. See, that's what I'm talking about, knowing good from evil. Huh? So how do you suppose they come in and steal the members, tell them that, you know, they can't do nothing for you, but I can. Now, when you go talking about I can't, well, what happened to God? Somebody please help me. What happened to God? I can't help you. See? But through the word of God, I'll show you the way to get help. And, you know, as when I introduced this book, Power of His Name, people, you know, they were scared of it. I don't know why, but I would think you want to know when the devil coming and how to recognize him, and you know, because he's always pretending. You see why I say Halloween is not for the Christian person, Christ-like person? Because the devil is always pretending something. He pretends to love you, but he don't. He pretends to help you, but it's not a help. It's a hinder. You see? It's a hinder. Because you should listen to the word. You should listen, really be aware. You got to be aware. Be aware of what's going on. See? And don't let nothing make you forget God, the one who paid the price for you to be delivered. He became a curse so that you could break that curse that was on you. Whatever come in your lifeline, I know they don't want to say nothing in my lifeline. I've heard it many times. And I say, okay, if that's what you want to think, if that's what you say, you don't want no help. So I'm through, I'm gone. Bye. You see. Hey, all you talk about is the devil. No, I don't talk about the devil all the time. You know. I don't want to talk about him at all. But today is the day that today they'll be ringing your doorbells when school get out. And I ain't got no candy for you. No. None. I ain't got no spirit here. No spirits in here either. Not them kind of spirits. I got the Holy Spirit. Here. To do what? Take care. Huh? Watch over us when you got somebody mad because you ain't got no candy. Try to do something to my egg your house or whatever. You better keep them eggs and eat them. You know? Keep them eggs and eat them. You're going to need them. You see? And take the toilet paper you place and everything. I mean, they do some wicked stuff. And you better keep that toilet paper. You're going to need it. See? Do all these crazy stuff. You know, do your car up and everything. People do these things. Who tell them to do it? Nothing but that devil they worshiping. He make you make them mad because you ain't give them nothing. See? That's what, now, do you think it's wise for you to be Halloween-y? You don't need it in your church because that's bringing the devil right in your church. You're just opening another door for him to come in and wreak havoc in your ministry. Well, I want to be nice to the children. You can be nice to children. You can be real nice to children. not a Halloween party. Give them a birthday party. Give them a nice birthday party. But don't give them no orange and black stuff, orange and black cookies, orange and black candles, orange and black. See, you're going back to Halloween. So she's using their colors. See, he has got his own colors. Did you see? The devil got his own everything. See? And I guess what made me want to talk about this today is that when I got the newspaper yesterday, I think it was, or day before, well, whichever one it was, anyway, I said, they got on here, this town, that's 20 miles from Orlando. That's all they do is witches and warlocks, and they read you and tell you things, and they show you how to use Ouija boards and how to use all the devil's tools there in this little town. I said, well, Lord have mercy, I ain't know nothing about that little town. If I seen it, I was blind when I saw it because I didn't see it. But they made mention of that town. I said, Will y'all look at this? I said, let's don't go to that town. You know, they have certain times. The witches are there and people visit the place, talking about they tourists. What in the world you want to tour something like that for? Are you nuts? People are lost in mind. Now you see what I'm talking about, huh? The enemy has infiltrated this nation that was a nation under God. Next thing I know, they're going to stay under Satan. Because they do crazy stuff when they talk about no gender. How you going to know gender God's people? How you do that? They want to make them produce. What they going to produce? They don't have no producing material. Organs. See? But they got their little infiltrate, whatever thing they do to make a child, right? So they going to say, well, the man had one. What man? Is he an alien? You know, you find out these things because this day and time, the children are confused. You know the children are confused? And they're getting more confused every day. They don't know who they are. And now they don't know whether they want to be a boy or girl. Here they is, they ain't but 6 years old talking about, I want to be a girl, and they a boy. How they know? We ain't confuse these people. We confuse the children. Because we confuse. We ain't happy about what we are. But you know we never been happy anyway. God give us long hair, we want to cut it. God give us short hair, we want long hair. God make us brown, we want to be white. See, God make us black, we want to be yellow. Okay, we always want to be something else that we ain't happy with. Why you not happy with, huh? You haven't been taught right from wrong. You haven't taught the love of God and the precepts of God. You haven't been taught these things. So if you don't be taught any of these things about God, how to operate in a church, how to, carry yourself in a church, you'll never know, and your children won't either because you ain't going to teach them. And you know he told you train up a child in the way he should go. Well, I don't want my child in church. Ain't nothing to them church people. They always, how you know? Them church people matter what got you the far as you are then, now. Them church people that you don't want no part of.
is still what God wants them to know.
Okay. Praise God, I tell you, I am. Yeah, that's what I'm looking for. This is what I'm gonna let where is she? She still here? Okay, Miss.
Paper for
what paper?
For who?
It's newspaper clipping. Which part?
It's in there.
I tell you, we all want to know what part of Florida that so we can be on the watch, be alert and aware, because truly, the word that came for today, it is, we look at it like Halloween is just like Christmas or any other day, but we don't realize, like with the woman of God was talking about, that this is the time of year that they worship the Lord of Darkness, they worship Satan. And the Word of God gave us so many examples when it comes to when it comes to what God says about it, including in Deuteronomy the 18th chapter, verse 10 through 12. And it talks about, they shall not be found among you anyone that maketh his son or his daughter to pass through the fire, or that use divination, or an observer of times, or an enchanter, or a witch, or a charmer, or a consulter with familiar spirits, or a wizard, or a necromancer. For all that do these things are an abomination unto the Lord. And because of these things, the abominations, the Lord thy God doeth drive them out from before thee. And those are one of the scriptures that let us know that what he says, it is so important. He holds you accountable for what you teach and what you allow your own children to go through. Granted, you may not know that because you're in captivity, but when you come to the place of the knowledge of truth, of good and evil, and what God is talking about, then you are held accountable. Because while you're walking in sin, you really don't know. Some people, they still don't know. Even in this day and age, because they're bored up, that's their religion. They worship spirit, demonic force, idols. And because they're bought up in it, they don't know any better until the word of God that comes forth to let them know it is truth. And I was just told this morning that the witches and the warlock, they is to yesterday and today is the high time. So people of God, we got to step, pray more than you ever pray. Why? Because they're opening that portal. Think about what the woman of God saying, that the darkness, that demonic force, not the dark outside when the sun goes down, but that evil spirit, that worshiping, that evil spirit that caused man and woman to do ungodly things, that's what is released more. The demonic thing, they release those demonic things or more around that cause havoc in this world. So we got to pray and cover the homes under the blood of Jesus. Just like you remind me of when God told Pharaoh to let my people go, and he wanted to challenge God. And God would allow plagues to come, but then what kept his people? The blood stain on the doorpost. So we have to apply the blood of Jesus, not of the blood of the animals, but the blood of Jesus on the doorpost, upon ourselves, upon our children, our neighborhood, so God can have this warring angel protect each and every person, not just
to last night and tonight, but keep on always asking God to send forth his warring angel and cover your street, cover your neighborhood, your subdivision under the blood of Jesus, because you just don't know who is there conjuring up demonic force in your subdivision. You just don't know who. But you know what? Today we know that the word of God is more powerful than two-edged swords. We know that God is the one that created everything. So he created good and he created evil, y'all. So they're not higher than God. The enemy is not higher than God. So remember now that according to 1 Corinthians 10, verse 20 said, "What say I then, that the idol is anything, or that which is offered in sacrifice to idols is anything? But I say that the thing which the Gentiles sacrifice, they sacrifice to devils and not to God. And I would not that ye should have fellowship with devils." You cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of the devil. You cannot be a partaker of the Lord's table and the table of the devil. And in the 22 verse says, "Do we provoke the Lord to jealousy? Are we stronger than he?" No, we are not stronger than the Lord that created all men. When he spoke the word, let life, he spoke, bring forth bread into man. No one is stronger than the creator of this universe, and his name is Jesus. So remember now, we cannot have the Lord's cup in the cups of the devil. And yes, we notice the skeleton, we notice the tomb, we notice it's like the spirit of death. When I see the skeletons and those tombs, is you inviting the spirit of death to come to your property. But we plead the blood of Jesus this day, and we declare and decree that he's covering us under the shadow of his wing. So today, cover your children. Do not have them out there all by themselves. This is the time that evil will show itself to the fullest. So be blessed and know that Jesus loves you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We thank God for that word today. It may not be what you was looking to hear, but you know what? The truth is the truth. And it says, the word says that we perish for the lack of knowledge. So you know what? When we know better, we do better. So we thank God for that awesome word that came forth from Apostle Porter and Pastor Sharon. Trust that you received that word today. Tune in every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to Blog Talk Radio. That call-in number is 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Or you can visit us at blogtalkradio.com/timetotalkaboutit and listen to each and every segment that Apostle Porter has put out there. Every Friday night, we have the Wailing Walls Prayer Conference line at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's tomorrow night at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That call-in number is 218-548-6746, code 3333#. So come on, let's tear the devil kingdom down and take back everything that we have allowed the enemy to steal from us. So today, be prayerful. Be very prayerful today. And remember, not only your neighborhood, cover the entire city, the entire state this day. Be blessed today.
Searching for that peace, the peace I could. not find. And I kneel down to pray. Pray, help me please. And he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs. I stop worrying
how the story ends.
When I let go,
I let go,
and I let
God,
let him have,
let God have his way.
That's when things start happening. Struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle. It's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright. Yeah.
Let's go.
Let's go.